Greetings to all. So today I will be talking to you about greed. Greed is a strong and selfish desire to have more of something, most often money and power. But God warns us many times in Bible. Greed and desire for riches are traps that bring ruin and destruction. In 1 Timothy 6 verses 9 it's written, "But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men ruin and destruction." Greed refuses to be satisfied. The more we get, the more we want. The more money or wealth is not a problem, but the attitude towards it is the problem. Do not place your confidence in wealth. By doing that, we are failing to give God the glory that He deserves. If we read in Matthew 6 verse 24, it's written, "You cannot serve God and money." And in Matthew 6 verses 33, it's written, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So I want to share few points that will help you to overcome greed. First is, give more than you receive. If we read in Acts 20 verse 35, the Bible tells us, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." God loves a cheerful giver. But make sure your intention of giving is to bless others and not to be blessed more. Second point is, do not live only for yourself. God created you for a purpose, and God wants to use you so that you can help others in their difficult times. Help needy and influence others to do the same. Third point is, know that you cannot bring your wealth when you die. Instead of keeping all the riches to yourself while waiting for your last day on this earth, why not use them to make life easier for others, and you will receive riches in heaven. And fourth point is, be content with what you have. Be thankful to God for all the blessings He gives to you. Work hard to achieve your dream and pray, but always guard your heart against greed. And the last point is, focus on more valuable things than money. Be careful not to be too focused on getting richer. Instead, focus on love. Always remember, the greatest treasure you can find on this earth is not money or gold, but love. Love your family, love your friends, love your enemies. Hence, I want to conclude here by saying, greed is not good for your spiritual life. Not just greed for money, but greed for worldly things too. So focus on spiritual things and live a life pleasing to God. Thank you. May God bless you all.